Pimperelli, ain't some stuff going down with Chris Brown again?
Yeah, man.
What happened with Chrissy?
Man, you know what, man? It's just some tragedies going on. You know, the probation, the L.A. probation department is trying to put the hammer down on that boy. They're investigating, trying to figure out what's going on with this alleged fight in D.C. And, you know, they're really trying to see if he really threw a punch. And they say it's a little too late to be trying to go to anger management, son, because if you did it, the judge going to lift that probation. You're going to be in there 4 years in jail.
They going to do him like that?
Yeah. But it's a Secret Service agent out there, man, that in D.C. They kind of witnessed some stuff, man, saying that Chris may have not thrown the punch. And another witness that's a bystander that said that he overheard the whole thing, but the police haven't even interviewed him yet. See, it's a conspiracy. Even in D.C., it's a conspiracy. Scandal.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? What's your thoughts?
If they can prove he didn't hit this guy, well, we know he had to hit him. But the reason being, if they can prove he didn't throw the first punch, he'll be good. But I think they're really just trying to put the gavet on that boy, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be, like, say, sometimes they want to make an example out of people. You know how they made an example out of Lil Wayne and try to scare up the hip-hop world, which they did? Nobody thought Weezy was going to go to jail. Well, they got to scare up the R&B world. Well, we got to get that on. let's get them right, you know.
Shut up.
They won't breathe to act them more like Neo, you know. Trey Song, you better get right too. You starting to act a little bit on these records, but you ain't really.
This dude is stupid, man. He's stupid.
he need
to act more like Neo. Do not co-sign it.
Every now and again they come after them R&B boys. They came at the Kells. They came at
come
the
on,
Kells.
Man. He's skeeting on the team, man.
We never would have thought they would have put Ron Isley in jail.
They were wrong, man. You don't put Ron Isley. You don't put the Godfather of Soul. Not James Brown's the Godfather of Soul, but a legend of music as Ron is.
So
I mean, well, he did a little tax evasion, stole a couple of dollars from a brother or something.
So I can see where he got a point, man. Every now and again, you got to get
you got to shake up. You got to shake up. You got to shake up
R&B. You got to shake up these R&B boys. And hey, man, remember your lane.
we got to look at what America has come to.
Oh,
you got
man.
Killers. You got killers and murderers that have gotten off. You gotten people that have made some bombs and may have got off. You just because you accidentally forgot to pay Uncle Sam a little change, they throw you in there with killers. Well, I mean, what is the world coming to?
Well, you go to Club Fed, you know what I'm saying? Them guys not doing no, they ain't in prison, hardcore prison.
It's still prison.
And well, yeah, no doubt about it. Okay.
Let's not just. It,
but there's, light there's, the but, there's but there are certain degrees of jail life.
There's degrees of prison. I will agree with. But prison is prison.
All right, I'm gonna have to. I do agree with Rob.
And then also JQ says just because you don't pay Uncle Sam your money, that's actually technically the law. You got to pay him.
Yeah.
IRS. We need or you go to prison. That's what makes you pay.
But give you a little time, man. You know, give them time to pay it all, man.
You do get time. You
from
can get April extensions.
To April. From April to April.
Hey, but they need to give him another extension. Why they wait 5 years to go after him, though?
Okay, we're not talking about Ron Isley this morning. We're off of that. Ron Isley.
I
don't
want to talk about
me. Oh, okay.
97.9 The Box.